One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
False.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, can't do it!
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz show, where the beat of your own heart can win you £25,000. Now, here's a quick reminder of how Barham from Belfast played on the last show.
Last time, sales trainer Barham had a strong start to his game, banking £1,000.
Favourite. Yes! On the
heartbeat! With 646 heartbeats remaining, can he go all the way and win the £25,000 jackpot?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, it's round four, and it's Link. This is what it looks like.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Barham, you've got 646 heartbeats remaining. In the first round, you used a total of 190 heartbeats. In the second round, you used a total of 85. And in the third round, assemble, you just used 79. So it's going down.
Yep.
It's going down. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we can keep that momentum going.
Perfect.
So, are you going to play on for 2,500 or are you going to cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on.
All right, good luck, Barham. Let's play Link. You need to find four correct links. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Consider yourself. The music of the night. Make 'em laugh. A spoonful of sugar. I dreamed a dream. So long, farewell. Link these songs to the musicals in which they feature. Play.
The music of the night, Phantom Opera. A Spoonful of Sugar, Mary Poppins. Consider Yourself, My Fair Lady. Consider Yourself, Oliver. Make Him Laugh, My Fair Lady. Make Him Laugh, Singing in the Rain.
Yes! Got the heartbeat! Those last few were quite tough. Those last few were quite tough. You used 144 heartbeats. Mm. You got two wrong.
Yes.
Which cost you 50, obviously, in total. But that was a good topic for you, it seemed. Musicals, show tunes.
Yeah, I went to drama school, so...
Oh, you've sang them all!
Yeah, something like that, until the last ones came up.
Yeah. You did really well. You got 502 left. So we're not even at halfway. Just at a pinch. So it's looking really, really sharp. All right, round five, it's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round five, you've got 502 heartbeats remaining. How are you with your maths?
Yeah, not bad. I did GCSE maths, so hoping...
How did you do? Because I did GCSE maths.
Well, I got an A.
Oh.
But...
I got a must try harder. But never mind. You'll be fine then. I'll just take your time. Let's get rid of those wrong answers and try and keep your heart rate at a minimum. At the moment, it's 112 BPM. Right, are you going to play on for £5,000 or cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to play on.
All right, Baron, let's play. Keep up. All right, Baron, you need to complete three sequences. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
One, play. Add 34.
35.
Add 7.
42.
Multiply by 2.
84.
Subtract 3.
81.
Divide by 9.
9.
Subtract 2.
7.
Subtract 6.
1.
Here's your next sequence.
2. Add 7.
9.
Multiply by 90.
810.
Subtract 20.
790.
Divide by 2.
395.
Add 35.
440. 430.
Subtract 98.
332.
Subtract 32.
300.
Divide by 150.
2.
Third sequence.
3. Multiply by 90.
270.
Add 18.
288.
Divide by 2.
144.
Subtract 69.
75.
Add 25.
100.
Multiply by 3.
300.
Add 150.
450.
Divide by 6.
90. 90. 75.
Divide by 25.
5. 3.
Yes, on the halving!
Oh, Baron. Oh, I think it was the accumulation of everything around you.
It was. It just got to me.
Yeah, it was the tough equations. It was the fact that our string quartet were going faster than you'd heard them before. Is that... Does it become subconscious or can you actually hear them?
I think in that round, you start to really feel it.
Yeah.
And you start to really hear it.
You got 124 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 142. That's your highest so far. And it was obvious that you were getting a little bit frustrated because, you know, the wrong answers at a pivotal point of the gameplay is not good. Did you have a game plan coming into the show?
Yes. I did. It was to go for 2,500 and to try and get to cash out with 300. Slightly different strategy, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. So have you made your mind up as to what you want to do now?
I have done.
Are you going to play for 10,000 or cash out for 5,000?
I'm going to cash out, Vernon, for 5,000.
All right, we're going to cash out. So, Baron, you've made it through to round 5. You've got £5,000 in the bank with 124 heartbeats remaining. Will it be enough? We'll see you after the break.
Which of these animals does not have a heart? Jellyfish or snail? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which of these animals does not have a heart? The answer is jellyfish. Before the break, sales trainer Barham banked £5,000 and has now decided to play cash out. With 124 heartbeats remaining, can he finish in time to take home the money?
All right, Barham, you've made it through 5 rounds. You've got £5,000. Let's play cash out. Good luck. So So, Barham, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, please do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. And as always, it will cost you 25 heartbeats if you get a wrong answer. Do you understand, Barham?
I do.
All right. Good luck. We really want you to do this. Please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets is the third book of the series.
False.
Born in 1909, Clyde Barrow was a Texan civil rights activist.
True.
In the UK, TV series Game of Thrones was first broadcast in 2009.
False.
25 degrees Celsius is more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
True.
Tony Blair became UK Prime Minister in 1995.
False.
The Dog Star is the...
Ah, no!
So did I.
Can't believe it. You played for £5,000, which is a lot more than a lot of people have done. So you can be proud of yourself with that. You've been a fabulous contestant, but unfortunately used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Hey, it's been brilliant. Thanks a million.
You've been a fabulous contestant. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Dwayne, welcome to 1,000 heartbeats. Where have you come from?
I've come from Essex today.
All right, okay, nice. And what do you do for a living?
I actually do lots of things. I work in a bank at the moment, but I also do extreme sports as well.
Wow, extreme sports, which ones?
I do long distance running. I've actually signed up for a triathlon.
Listen, I've done a few triathlons. They're not as much fun as you think.
Believe me, the training's telling me it's not going to be fun. Yeah.
It's terrible. So on 1,000 heartbeats, this should be all right for you because you're used to high pressure situations. You're fit, so therefore your heart rate is going to be resting at a relatively low rate.
I like to think I'm quite fit. But to be honest, it's a lot of pressure being on this stage, so we'll see how it goes.
Now, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and at the moment, it's 85 beats per minute. Now, that's a good sign, because if it's 85 at the moment, once you get used to the show, get used to the light, playing the games on the plate, that will hopefully go down, which will mean you get more time to complete all of the rounds. So well done, Dwayne. Good luck. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. There they are. They're going to be playing along to the rhythm and the beat of your own heart. Don't let them distract you. So, before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, good luck, Dwayne. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Dwayne, the first challenge is contrast, and this is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is 1 of the 2 options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do this, Dwayne. Let's play contrast. All right, Dwayne, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Argentina, Brazil, play. Christ the Redeemer is a statue on Mount Corcovado in...
Brazil.
Lionel Messi plays international football for...
Argentina.
Spanish is the official language of...
Brazil.
The tango is a ballroom dance that originated in...
Argentina.
A golden sun features on the national flag of...
Argentina.
Capoeira is a form of martial arts native to...
Brazil.
Around 40 million people live in...
Argentina.
The Amazon River flows through...
Brazil.
Yes, well done. Come on over, Dwayne. Dwayne. Come on over. Well done. That was fab. You got one wrong. You used 117 heartbeats. That's really good for your first round. Really good. Now you know what it's like, standing on the plate. You get used to that, and hopefully you relax. Your heart rate was quite erratic. It peaked at 121. It started off quite low, but once you got used to it, it came back down. So maybe it's just the excitement.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
All right, well, you did really well. You only got one wrong answer. So after round one, Dwayne has banked 250 quid, and he's got 883 heartbeats remaining. Let's have a look at round two. This is reorder, and here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Dwayne, it's round two. You've got 883 heartbeats remaining. Simple question. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with 250?
I'm going to play on for it.
All right, Dwayne, good luck. Let's play reorder. All right, Dwayne, you need to put six answers in the correct order. Good luck, and when you're ready, step onto the plate.
Neo, Mad Max Rokitansky, Captain Jack Sparrow, Buzz Lightyear, Darth Vader, John McClane. Characters. Year they first appeared in film, earliest to latest. Play.
Darth Vader. Mad Max. John McClane. Neo. Buzz Lightyear. Neo. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah! Come over. Come over, Gwen. Sigh of relief at the end.
I did.
Well done. Just one little glitch. One wrong answer, that's all. But you used 110 heartbeats.
Okay.
That's fabulous.
That's not too bad, is it?
No, it's good, that, Dwayne. That is really good. If we can keep it like that for the remaining rounds, we'll do really well. All right? Really calm under pressure, only peaked at 120, but your average was really low. Okay. So you're good on the plate. So after round two, Dwayne has banked £500 and he's got 773 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's have a look at round three. It's unscramble. This is what it looks like.
This is unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, it's round three. You've got 773 heartbeats remaining. Really calm under pressure. Only two wrong answers. Play two rounds.
Yep.
Not bad stats. Do you want to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
I'm going to play on, Vern.
Good man, Dwayne. All right, please step up to the plate. Let's play on scramble. All right, Dwayne, you need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Sport, play.
Number one, diving. Number four, boxing. Number three, wrestling. number 5, archery.
Well done, Dwayne.
Took a hit with 50 by stepping off there, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Just can't see it.
I just can't see it.
Can't see it. Well, you didn't take a clue, and the clue I don't think you needed, really. Olympic sports is the clue. Still not going to help you?
I still can't see it, Vern.
No? So we've got diving, wrestling, boxing, archery. Mm-hmm. Gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
Never mind.
I thought that a couple of times, but it just didn't work out.
Never mind. You stepped off, it cost you 50. Let's take 50 from 667. 617, still a high number.
Okay.
You only need one in the next round of Unscrambled. Mm-hmm. All right, good luck. Let's play Unscrambled. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Geography, play.
Number 2, birdie. Number 2, derby.
Yes! Come on over, Dwayne.
Birdie.
What the heck is birdie?
At first, I thought it was a golf thing. I was like, is this a golf thing?
They're cities, British cities. Let's have a look. First one's got to be Glasgow.
Ah, yes.
Derby, you got Sheffield. Bristol, and then Cardiff.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. So, you've got 561 heartbeats remaining. You've just banked £1,000. That's good. Yep. Now, before you came into the studio, whilst you were thinking about 1,000 heartbeats, how much money were you looking to take away?
My target was £25,000. But it's easy to say that when you're at the back. Yeah.
Yeah. It's more difficult to say once you've played a couple of rounds and you realise that it's not actually as easy as you think. So, after round 3, Dwayne has banked £1,000. He's got 561 heartbeats remaining. How will he fare after the break?
Which of these actors appears on the cover of the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which of these actors appears on the cover of the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? The answer is Fred Astaire. Before the break, Dwayne from Essex made a solid start to his game, but a step off cost him vital heartbeats. With 3 rounds completed and 561 heartbeats remaining, how far can he go?
So, Dwayne, this is where we'll talk about the fact that you've been given the freedom of the City of London.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, me.
You don't have one, no.
No, I don't have one, Dwayne. But you got the freedom of the City of London for your work that you do with young people and your mentoring skills.
Yes, and it's all about giving them other options in life. So, you know, encouraging them to do things like get out into the countryside, go and try sports that they wouldn't otherwise try.
What does it give you, the freedom of the City of London?
It's pretty much just a... you know, a symbolic thing nowadays. It's a title nowadays. You can still do things like drive sheep across London Bridge. I have no need to do that.
Listen. Let's get some sheep together.
And drive them across London.
And let's give it a go.
You're not the first person that's asked me to do it, but
it would be amazing.
If I'm found drunk, and remember, these go back maybe 800 years. Yeah. If I'm found drunk in the City of London, the police or the authorities have to throw me in a cab and send me home. So I can't be arrested for being drunk in the city.
That's all right. That's right. One that could transfer to modern day.
Yeah, we can use that one.
Unlike driving sheep over the bridges. That is phenomenal. But congratulations and well done.
Thanks.
All right, let's see round 4. It's Identify, and this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So round 4, Dwayne, you've got 561 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for for 2,500, or are you going to cash out with 1,000?
I think I'm going to play on.
All right, good man. I like that. All right, let's do this. Let's play Identify. All right, Dwayne, you need to find 4 correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Mexico, Denmark, Bahrain, Malaysia, Switzerland, Canada, New Zealand, Hungary. Formula One Grand Prix locations in the 2014 season. Play.
Mexico. Hungary. Bahrain. Malaysia. Mexico. Hungary, Canada, Malaysia, Mexico, Bahrain, Hungary, Canada, Bahrain, Canada, Hungary, Malaysia.
Yeah! Come on, Dwayne. What made you think there was a Grand Prix in Mexico?
I don't know. I can't answer you.
It was good logic, though, because through a system of eradication, so to speak, you got rid of the wrong answer and you found the right one. Well done. So, after round 4, Dwayne has banked £2,500 and has 369 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's reveal round 5. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear 3 grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round 5, Dwayne. You've got 369 heartbeats remaining. It's a tough gamble.
It is.
It really is. And Pinpoint's quite a long game.
I think what I'm going to do in this one is the sensible thing, which is to cash out.
OK.
If I'm going to leave with anything, I think it's best that I cash out now.
OK. So, let's see if we can make you successful on 1,000 heartbeats. You've made it through 4 rounds. You decided to cash out with £2,500. Good luck. Here we go. Let's play cash out. All right, Dwayne, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. And as always, wrong answers cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Dwayne, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. In the animated Disney film The Jungle Book, Bagheera is an ape.
False.
Donald Rumsfeld is the founder of the charity Oxfam.
False.
Queen Victoria was born in Kensington Palace.
True.
Justin Timberlake was a member of the band INXS.
False.
Michael Collins was the second man to set foot on the moon.
False.
Yes, you did it! Good job, Dwayne. Excellent stuff. You did it. You won £2,500. And what's really impressive is if you got 5 in a row without any wrong answers. Excellent stuff. And you've got, can you believe it, 200 and 87 heartbeats remaining. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with 2,500 pounds. Thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Thanks again.
Awesome. Cheers, buddy. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Karen from Air. Hi, Karen.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
And you. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. Are you excited?
Yeah, nervous as well.
Very shaky. Don't be nervous. That's your downfall on 1,000 Heartbeats. You've got to try and stay calm. You've got to try and relax. So you're a dental receptionist?
I am, yeah.
How's that?
It's all right. It can be challenging sometimes. But no, I do love it. All the girls I work with are fantastic.
How do you relax? What do you do when work finishes?
I spend a lot of time with my children and my dogs. My partner, Grant, we do a lot of running. I do about 10Ks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night after my work.
That's a lot of mileage you're doing there.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that my running keeps my heart rate low, so hopefully that'll put me in good stead for today.
Good stuff. Now, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands, it's quite high. It's 116 beats per minute.
Oh, dear.
So you just need to relax a little bit. It's not too bad. It's not too bad. Now, you need to stay calm under pressure, because the quicker your heart rate, obviously, the less time you're going to have to play all the rounds and hopefully walk out with £25,000. All right. So, before we play any of the games, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Good luck, Karen. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Karen. Now, everyone starts with the same round, and that is contrast.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Good luck, Karen. I'm feeling confident.
Thank you.
Let's play contrast. You need to get seven questions right, Karen. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Alan Carr, Jimmy Carr, play. Toured the UK in 2011 with his Spexy Beast Live Arena Tour.
Alan Carr.
Uses the Twitter handle at Chattyman.
Alan Carr.
Holds a world record for being the first comedian to perform in a virtual gig.
Jimmy Carr.
Publicly apologised in 2012 for being involved in a tax avoidance scheme.
Jimmy Carr.
Is the son of former professional footballer Graham Carr.
Alan Carr.
Starred in the 2009 film Nativity.
Alan Carr.
Has brothers called Colin and Patrick.
Jimmy Carr.
Yes! Well done, Karen! Come on over. Excellent. Well done, Karen.
Thank you.
First of all, you've banked £250. You used 93 heartbeats. That's fantastic. It really is. And more importantly, you got no wrong answers.
Yep.
So we didn't deduct any heartbeats as well. How do you feel?
Brilliant.
You look like a rabbit
feel
in headlights.
Feeling a bit
burned. Excellent stuff. Big fan of Jimmy Carr, Alan Carr.
Well, when it came up, I thought, oh, no, I'm probably going to know a little bit about this. A couple of more guesses, to be fair, but other ones I did know the answer.
Well, you did really, really well. Well done. So, after round one, Karen has banked £250 and has 907 heartbeats remaining. It's a good total to get off the mark. How will she continue? We'll find out after the break.
Who played Sailor Ripley in the 1990 film Wild at Heart? Nicolas Cage or Dennis Hopper? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who played Sailor Ripley in the 1990 film Wild at Heart? The answer is Nicolas Cage. Before the break, dental receptionist Karen played the perfect first round, answering every question correctly. With 907 heartbeats remaining, can she keep her momentum going all the way to the jackpot?
All right, Karen, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So you've got 907 heartbeats remaining. You must be feeling confident.
Yep.
First round was fantastic. We're going to play Unravel, which is a word game. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I'm going to play on, please.
All right, Karen, let's play Unravel. Karen, you need to unravel 6 words. If you're ready, once again, step onto the plate.
Play.
Purple. Business. Step off.
All right, Karen, you stepped off the plate. Struggling with that one there?
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out.
All right, well, before we unravel it, let's take 50 heartbeats off your total. 779 is now your remaining total.
Okay.
You stepped off the plate because of what? You just couldn't get it? You didn't want to risk the wrong
answers?
I was going
around each different letter and trying to make sense of it, but I just, for some reason, couldn't get it. My mind went completely blank.
All right, well, let's unravel. Obstruct.
Yep.
Obstruct. And it got in the way of your gameplay. Right, you've got 779 heartbeats remaining. You need to find 4 more answers.
Yep.
Good luck, Karen. Let's play Unravel. All right, Karen, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Handsome. Turtle. Previous. Technical.
Well done. Well done. Stop the heartbeat.
Well done, Karen.
Thank you.
That was good. You made the right decision.
Yeah, I think I did.
During Unravel by stepping off the plate. It cost you 50, and in total, you used 188.
Okay, it's not as good as the first.
It's not as good as the first round, but you did the right thing, so well done. So, after round 2, Karen has banked £500. She's got 719 heartbeats remaining. All right, Karen, let's have a look at round 3. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
It's round 3, you've got 719 heartbeats remaining. What's your mindset when you walk onto the plate?
I do still feel really nervous, but I am starting to settle a little bit, I think. Feeling a little bit more relaxed.
All right, well, good stuff. We're going to amp the money up. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out with £500?
I am going to play on.
All right, good luck, Karen.
Thank
Please,
you.
Please, let's play Assemble. Karen, you need to find 5 missing pieces. Please step onto the plate.
Helen Mirren. Play.
Nine. Two. One. Nine.
8.
Yes, Lotto, stop the heartbeat. Come on in, Karen. Well done, Karen.
Thank you.
You used 202 heartbeats. You got 3 wrong. Well done. You got 517 heartbeats remaining. How do you feel after that?
Okay. The hair bit was hard. Yeah. It all looks the same.
It always seems that anywhere below the neck and above the forehead, those are the difficult, most difficult pieces.
And then it's trying to work out which way it's the right way around. No, but it's okay.
Exactly. Helen Mirren, big fan of her work?
All right.
She'll
Sorry,
do.
Helen.
As an actress, she'll do. Pretty good so far. I'd be happy if I were in your situation. We've got a lot of heartbeats to go, so well done. Karen has just banked £1,000. She's got 517 heartbeats remaining. All right, Karen, let's see round 4. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see 2 columns of answer options and an instruction. You must link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Karen, it's round 4. You've got 517 heartbeats remaining, just above halfway. It's Link. Are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I'm going to play on.
I'm going to play on. All right, good luck, Karen. Let's play Link.
Thank you.
You need to find 4 correct links. When you're ready, step onto the plate, Karen.
Manolo Blahnik, Jean-Paul Gaultier, Vera Wang, Franco Moschino, Karl Lagerfeld, Vivian Westwood. Link these fashion designers to their place of birth. Play.
Vivian Westwood, UK. Jean-Paul Gaultier, Germany. Jean-Paul Gaultier, Belgium. Vera Wang, China. Vera Wang, USA. Franco Moschino, Spain. Franco Moschino, Belgium. Franco Moschino, Germany. Franco Moschino, China. Jean-Paul Gaultier, Belgium. Jean-Paul Gaultier, Germany. Jean-Paul Gaultier, Spain. Jean-Paul Gaultier, China. Manolo Blahnik, Spain. Karl Lagerfeld, Germany.
Stop the heartbeat! Karen! Oh. You've got 11 wrong. It's that dreaded answer noise.
I thought I would know that.
You just kept plowing on.
I know.
Plowing on and trying and trying and trying. You've got 38 heartbeats remaining. 38 heartbeats remaining.
Oh, no.
Is there any point in me showing you the next round?
No.
We're going to cash out.
Yes, please.
All right, Karen, you've made it through 4 rounds. You've got £2,500 to play for. Let's play cash out. Karen, it all comes down to this. You can cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, please do remember that you can't stop off the plate during cash out, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. So, in your own time, Karen, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Frankenstein was a character created by Mary Shelley.
False.
Unlucky, Karen, stay there. Unlucky, 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 unlucky.
Unlucky. First question wrong, wrong answers.
Oh, well.
Game over. Unlucky, Karen. It was that link round. It cost you 479 heartbeats. That's just under half of your total. You're going to get grief from your mates. I know, fashion designers. And looking at you, I would have thought you'd have known that.
Yeah, I'm going to get total grief.
Oh.
I'm dreading it.
Oh. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You've been a great contestant. Thank you very much, Karen. Join us again to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 heartbeats. We'll see you soon. Unlucky.